my. It feels so good to be out of there, and to finally get to stretch my legs a little bit. Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there. Give me one sec. All right. And who might you be? Oh, my apologies. I didn't mean to frighten you. There's no need for you to be scared. My name is Judar. And I'm a genie. What's your name? That's lovely. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Where did I come from? Oh, what a precious little gem you are. Look down. You see that bottle in your hand? That's where I came from. You rubbed it 3 times. That is why I am here. It's been ages since I've been free. A dream? Oh, I can assure you, Starflake. This is no dream. I am very much real. Well, you can see me with your own eyes, can't you? Put out your hand. And you can touch me, yes? How very observant you are. My skin is blue. And yes, I was born this way. Oh? You found my lamp in a pawn shop? Oh, goodness. Of all the places for me to end up over the centuries. I definitely wasn't expecting to hear that. But nonetheless, it makes no difference. You're the one who purchased me, after all, so now I belong to you. Wishes? Ah, you catch on fast. That's correct. I'm assuming that you've heard some folklore about genies. Or perhaps heard about us on television. A movie? Of course, I should have known. But now that you've seemed to calm down a little bit, we can go over some more of the details. I can only grant you 3 wishes. It can be anything you want, within reason. I can't grant you a wish of something not of this world. For example, I couldn't give you wings, or any sort of magical abilities. The only wishes I can grant are things within your own limits, if that makes sense. Hang on. Shh. Don't make a wish yet. I'm not finished with the rules. Depending on your wish, there are severe consequences. So please keep that in mind. Oh, sorry. I can't hear you when your voice is muffled. I'm gonna let go now, but promise me you won't make a wish yet. You must let me finish explaining. Most people jump into this not really realizing the cost of what they want. And then they wish for something outrageous, without considering the backlash. Everything has a price, so choose wisely. I'm going to let go of you now. Are you ready to listen? Just nod your head. All right, that's good enough. There. Now, as I was saying, any wish that you make is going to have a consequence, but the consequences are typically unknown. Sometimes it could be as simple as you tripping and falling on a sidewalk. Or it could be as big as a relative or family member of yours dying. It all depends on the severity of the wish. But of course, nothing is ever free. There is equal exchange in this. Say if you wished to be a billionaire. A bunch of money's not just going to appear out of nowhere. You would have to play the lottery or something, and then of course you would win. Or you would get a raise at your job, that sort of thing. It's a different type of magic. Or say you wished for a new car. And say you had a relative that just bought themselves a new car. Then an accident could happen and they could pass away, leaving the car in your name. I know it's tragic, but that's how the wishes work. Nobody in the world gets something for nothing. But now that you know, it's time for you to make your first wish. And I'm ready to grant it. Oh, it seems like you have a few more questions for me first. That's totally fine. Ask and I shall answer. Well, that depends. Is this a wish for someone else, or for you? You see, that can also affect your wish. Perhaps more in a positive way, if you're being selfless and wish for something for someone else. The repercussions of that would probably be more positive. Past wishes I've granted. No one's ever asked me about that before. Well, I did have a man wish to be a billionaire. And yes, he did become one. At the cost of a relative dying. But they were also old and more towards the end of their life, no less. But the wish sped up the process. And then, of course, he gained the inheritance of his rich relative. But otherwise, he wouldn't have. If he hadn't have made that wish, the money would have gone to someone else. An example of a selfish wish? Well, that's hard to say. No one has really made a wish that wasn't for themselves. So I'm not sure how to answer that. Most people just wish for money or fame. Or to get the job of their dreams. Things like that. Which is completely understandable. The people that wished for their dream jobs were definitely better off. It saved them time. They didn't have to go to college for years and years to do what they want. They just immediately got the job. But the backlash for that is that someone else had to get fired. And they took their place. If that makes sense. Yes. In doing so, they did hurt somebody else. But it's not like it's somebody that they knew. I do apologize, but it's like I already told you. I cannot tell you the outcome of your wish. You just have to wish it and see for yourself. It could be good or it could be bad. It all depends on you. Just try not to stress about it. If you need more time, I can go back into the bottle until you're ready. I'm not in any rush. I don't age, and I live for thousands of years. So I have nothing but time. In fact, you could carry me around for the rest of your life, and when you died of old age, I would still look the same. For someone like me, time is meaningless. But for someone like you, time is precious. Maybe you should take that into consideration as well, to help you decide on something. Now, if you'll excuse me, just rub the bottle 3 times when you're ready, and I shall reappear. All right. Until later, then. What's the matter? Are you ready to make a wish, then? What would I wish for? Well, what a question. No one's ever asked me that. Now that I think about it, I don't think I would wish for anything personally. There's nothing on this planet that I would desire. I don't need to eat and I don't need to sleep. Unless I choose to, of course. And my house is so small, it's not like I need any worldly possessions. I don't need a phone or a TV. Or money. I basically want for nothing. So I wouldn't make a wish at all. But it was kind of you to ask. My freedom? Oh, heavens. That's so cliché. No, I would not wish for my freedom. I quite enjoy what I do. I am a mystical being. And being free would grant me no pleasure. I mean, what would I do? Travel around the world? I've already done that. Traverse the galaxy? I've done that too. There's nothing out there that I haven't done or seen. Just because I live in this bottle doesn't mean I'm not allowed to leave whenever I want. So there's no need for you to waste a wish granting me freedom that I do not need. Well, you heard wrong, didn't you? It's all those movies these days. They make it seem like we're some kind of prisoners, but we're really not. As mystical otherworldly beings, we're free to do as we please. And I chose this job because I wanted to help people. So don't worry. If at any point I decided to retire, another genie would just simply take my place. Look, it's a lot more complicated than you may think. But I'm not going to go into all of the details. But yes, this is something that I chose to do. Equivalent exchange, exactly. Another way to put it in your terms would be something like alchemy. But you can't actually use that in this world. There are other galaxies where magic is allowed. And the different types of races on those planets can do all kinds of things that humans only dream of doing. I'd be happy to tell you more about these other places if you'd like. But that'll have to wait for a later date. Right now, let's just focus on you and what you want. Well, let's see. Do you have any hobbies? Or things you like to do for fun? Yes, exactly. You could make a wish that has to do with that. If you wanted to. Well, you could wish to be the best at it. Or you could wish to get a job in that field. Anything you wanted, really. You could even wish to become famous on social media. I mean, if that's something you were interested in. Well, it makes no difference to me. I'm just the one that makes it happen. I mean, hell, you could even wish to be the president, for all I care. Although a wish that big would take a while to grant. I mean, there is politics involved. Just don't wish for anything too crazy. Like curing world hunger, or stopping world war, stuff like that. A wish like that is on too grand of a scale, even for me. The backlash would be catastrophic. So try to keep it a little more personal. Well, all right then. Does that mean you're ready to make your first wish? Of course. I'm ready whenever you are. Oh? I see. That's a good wish. I'd be happy to grant that for you. But are you sure that's what you want to go with? All right. May the odds be ever in your favor. There. Your wish has been granted. How long does it take? Well, all I did was get things in motion. It could take anywhere from an hour to a couple days. But no more than a week, I promise you. Just certain events have to play out in order to make your wish come true. Kind of like what I explained earlier. But don't worry. The cogs are now turning, and your wish will soon come to pass. Oh, goodness. There's no need to thank me, Starflake. I'm happy to do it. In fact, I think the wish you just made was worthwhile. It'll be fun to see how things turn out for you. You chose well, in my opinion. So, are you ready to make your second wish? What do you mean, what happens to me? After all of your wishes are granted, you will no longer be able to summon me. So at that point, you might as well just pass the bottle on to someone else. Bury it? Oh my. I suppose you could. But it doesn't matter how long you wait. You still wouldn't be able to see me again, once I've granted all three of your wishes. You can rub the lamp as many times as you want. It won't do anything. At that point, the bottle is no longer useful to you. It's just a relic or a decoration. And despite what you think, I have actually been buried before. The longest was 50 years, I believe. Well, a man decided to bury me because he wanted to keep me to himself. Then, 50 years later, one of his relatives dug me up out of their backyard when they were doing some renovating. Then I granted some wishes for them. After that, they just passed me down their family line for a while. Although I should warn you, once you have made your three wishes, you are not allowed to speak to anyone about this. If you do, your wishes will be automatically revoked. And not in a fun way. You could lose everything. So you're forbidden to talk to anyone about it. But you are more than welcome to pass me on to whoever you would like. And that person, family or not, will also be forbidden from talking about this. Even if it's your best friend. Or they'll more than likely just forget it ever happened, and go on with their lives. Which, surprisingly enough, that happens quite a lot. It's probably just a side effect. I mean, this kind of opportunity only comes around once in a lifetime. And it's very otherworldly. So it makes sense for people to want to forget. Or for it to just be erased from their memories entirely. You don't want to forget me. You're cute, Starflake. And I'm sure you won't. All right, it's time for your second wish. Are you sure? But that wish is for your family, not for you. I suppose that's true. You did already make a wish regarding your future, and it put you on a good path. I suppose it's fine if you want to make a wish to help your family out. All right. Consider it done. There. Your wish has been set into motion. You have one more remaining. Think carefully now. Once your wish is made, I cannot change it. So think long and hard about what you really want. You're still thinking. Well, that's perfectly fine. Take all the time you need. I mean, it's not like I have anything better to do. I could always wait a day, or two, or a month, or a year. It doesn't really matter to me. Like I already told you, time is irrelevant. Oh? You think you've come up with the perfect wish, huh? Well, I can't wait to hear it then. All right. I'm ready. Wait. What? You wish for me to stay by your side forever? Oh, Starflake. I don't know if that wish is possible. You see, I'm an otherworldly being. And even if I did grant such a wish, what good would it do you? I mean, if you're lonely, you could always wish for a best friend to have for the rest of your life. And besides, I don't think the universe would let me grant a wish regarding me. That's not how this... Wait. What's happening? What is this chain? And these gold cuffs? The chain. It's attaching itself to your soul. And mine. I can't break it. How is this possible? A wish like that shouldn't be allowed to be granted. Since I am not from this universe, your wish defies the laws of physics on this planet. It shouldn't be possible. No, it's all right. I guess I was wrong about what I said before. That I could be trapped here. I just didn't think... I mean... No, I'm not upset with you. It's not your fault. I'm sure you didn't realize the restrictions that would place on me. Now I am forever bound to you, until the day you die. And I can no longer leave. Yes, that's right. Now you can summon me whenever you want. Why are you apologizing? It's all right, Starflake. You didn't want me to leave your side. And apparently the universe decided that it was a fair wish. So it granted it, without me having to do anything. It's strange, but I think I'm beginning to understand. Us meeting like this was no coincidence. I was probably meant to end up here with you. And you probably didn't realize it, but you must have made this wish a long time ago. And the wheels of your wish had already started to turn. Otherwise, I wouldn't have ended up here with you. No, it's fine. It's just gonna take some getting used to, that's all. The chains are a little uncomfortable. But don't worry. No other humans can see them. Only you and I can. Oh, yes. Now other humans will be able to see me. But I will look normal to them. They'll probably just think of me as one of your friends or something. And I'm not going to be out of the bottle all of the time. But any time we're in public, other people will be able to see me. And also interact with me too, like I'm a normal human. Up until this point, only you could see and talk to me. But now that I'm going to be stuck with you, I have to become a part of your everyday life. So in a sense of the word, I've become more normal. But to you, I'm always going to have blue skin, and have this gold chain that attaches to you. But don't worry, other people will just walk through it like it's not even there. It's more like a spiritual link between the two of us. So it shouldn't affect your everyday life. You're not going to feel it pulling on you or anything like that. So don't worry. It's just more so for me, so that I can't go too far. I already told you not to worry about it, Starflake. But hey, all three of your wishes were granted. The gods were smiling down on you today. And I'm sure you're excited to see how everything's going to unfold in the next couple of days. Don't worry. All good things. You made great selfish wishes. And nothing too crazy. So I'm sure the backlash won't be that bad. I'd promise you have nothing to worry about. But on that note, granting all those wishes takes a toll on my body. I'm going to go back into my bottle and rest for a little bit. But you can summon me at any time, if you need me. All right. Until later then. And Starflake, I wish for your every happiness. I'll see you soon. Hey there, sweetheart. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this video, please leave a like and comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you enjoyed my content and want to see more, please feel free to subscribe. It would make me really, really happy if you did. And if you want more exclusive content, click the link down below for my Patreon. You'll get early access to audios, poll votes, and even get to pick the next spicy ASMRs. So what are you waiting for? Come chat with me and tell me a little bit about yourself. But with all of that said, go drink some water and do a little bit of self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I care about you, and your health is important. So do us both a favor, and be good for me. I love you all so much, and I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.